This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, listeners. Friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear and want to support, go to patreon.com/girlsonporn. Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce today's topic,
69 Seconds of Sex News.
We've pulled headlines from the news along with local reporting to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
The San Francisco Department of Public Health updated its guide on safer sex during the COVID-19 pandemic. The guidelines noted that breathing, panting, shouts and groans, mouths, lips, eyes, and spit are all ways that COVID can spread. Health officials also advised that quicker can be better. The longer we are within 6 feet of someone, the greater the risk of spreading. However, COVID-19 has not yet been found in vaginal fluid. Quickies and all-you-can-eat oral? Doesn't sound so bad to me.
A man in Thailand had to be rushed to the emergency room after a botched attempt to enlarge his penis ahead of a Valentine's Day date. Painful swelling occurred when he literally put a ring around it. But instead of seeking immediate help, he chose to remain in this condition for close to 2 days, after which medics had to use industrial-grade bolt cutters to separate his dick from the ring. What's with all the bolt cutters lately, y'all?
And last year, a 40-year-old man from Mumbai almost died after getting his penis stuck in a 3-millimeter ring. The man was married and too embarrassed to tell his family, so he kept it to himself for a week until it became too painful to stay silent. Guys, a safe, roomy cock ring is waiting for you, I promise.
It was 11 a.m. in Glasgow, Scotland, when a man was stopped by police for walking a lady friend on a leash while she was wearing a gimp mask with dog ears. Two officers could be seen chatting with the pair while the girl was still wearing the gimp mask. Apart from the headgear, there was nothing unconventional about her attire, and she was even sporting a backpack. No arrests were made. Hey, as long as she was wearing a mask.
And in local news, a member of our staff was on a dating app and matched with a partner from her very first orgy 9 years ago. Oh, the two reminisced about the time they crashed through a bathroom door in a heated moment of passion. Good luck to the horny couple.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
3 millimeters?
I know, I'm like, what's that look like?
A 3-millimeter ring? I was like, do we mean the height of the ring? If you were to take the ring off and put it down on a desk, is the height of the ring 3 millimeters? Are we talking diameter?
Because I'm embarrassed to say I don't know what 3 millimeters looks like.
Well, I was gonna say the same. I was like, is 3 millimeters what I think it is? Because I don't think it's much. Yeah. I don't think it's even an inch. I mean, right. What is a millimeter in relationship to
an inch?
We're not gonna do right now?
Look it up. Either of those things.
Yeah.
Also, quick shout out to all of the fans on Instagram who send us these articles. Keep them coming.
Yeah.
Because we love them.
Maybe break with the like dicks trapped and thing. We've been on a strong, just dicks trapped, dicks engorged because they've got their circulation cut. We got a lot of bolt cutters, a lot of cutting ourselves out of chastity, rings, everything. Yes.
It's keeping us on edge, really.
As much as I'm a fan of femdom, like, I don't even and hear edging. About this shit. I want to hear about safety. Oh, our engineer told us that 3 millimeters is 0.111118 inches. Yes, that is a...
Okay.
That is not the circumference of the dick. Yeah, there's no way. It has to be the height of the ring.
Yeah,
it must be like... I'm picturing one of those little silver rings that you take out of like a ballpoint pen.
Yes, yes.
But that's even like bigger than what we're talking about.
I'm thinking like a nut for like a, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a washer.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yeah.
All right.
I'm handy. What we're actually here to talk about is not dick traps or cock rings.
Well, it could be a dick trap. I mean.
Oh, yeah. It could be a form of dick trap, I suppose.
Yeah.
Pizza.
It's pizza. It's pizza. Pizza delivery guy. This is a trope that has been around since the golden age of porn, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we'll get more into the specifics of the history of it. But yeah, we kind of forgot about it, and then someone mentioned it as an idea, and we were like, holy shit, how have we never talked about this?
How have we avoided it, really?
Here we are, because here's the thing. I love pizza. I know you love pizza, Laura, and I think that a lot of
don't
people...
Don't out me, Rachel.
I'm sorry to tell you.
Just kidding. I fucking love pizza. Everybody knows it. Come on.
We all love pizza. And if you don't, that's okay, too. But anyways, pizza delivery guy.
This episode was almost painful because I've not been eating so much cheese lately because my butt or something. I'm trying to like eat healthy.
Same.
And I love pizza, but it almost worked in a positive way. And we'll get to this after the break. But the fucking video, one of the videos that we watched almost like ruined pizza for me forever.
Yeah, absolutely.
So pros and cons.
Right. So if you guys don't know, the pizza delivery guy trope is essentially a guy shows up, a person shows up with a pizza. He's delivering the pizza from said pizza restaurant. And of course, it's like something like, and sex happens. It's usually like, you don't have enough money, or you ordered the pizza with extra sausage and then his dick is on top of the pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are ways to get creative within the storyline, but basically it's a plot. It's a simple plot to get two people together to fuck, you know? And that's kind of what happened. That's what, like, how it came about. There's this great article in Eater by EJ Dixon.
Yeah, we're saying the best article we could find was our intern found it, that Eater.com is the authority on the porn trope of the pizza guy.
Yes.
And what a thorough article it was.
Yeah. Basically, it's according to Joe Rubin, a co-founder of independent film preservation and distribution company Vinegar Syndrome, which specializes in cult films, he explains that the history of erotica, the conceit of a delivery person showing up at a woman's door and exchanging goods for sex, is less than a century old. They were established in stag films. So those were like those old school amateur clips.
Old school.
They were on a loop, you know?
Yes.
They were usually like 10 to 15 minutes long, silent sometimes.
Often in theaters, right?
Yeah.
Like you go to see them.
Yeah, little like...
with your willy and your trench coat.
Or like little miniature...
Yeah,
those
like
little things.
Yeah, what do you call those? Like a little a booth?
A booth, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd go into the back of the VHS store or the like nudie
You'd watch
mag
a little
store.
Stag film.
Yeah.
How times have changed and how grateful I am that I don't have to... Never masturbate or masturbate in the back of a store to a video on loop in a tiny booth with a
especially like
shitty
as
curtain.
As someone who has a vulva, could you imagine how hard that would be? Like it's like you can't just like
not
sit
happening.
There and like whip it out.
Literally
you know?
Not happening. Like it would be dangerous at the time.
I'm like, I can't do this and sit, you know? So also important to note, the plots of these stag films were like comedy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of like slapstick, kind of borscht
belt. A lot of like vaudeville meets burlesque influence, right?
Uh-huh.
Like the Waka Waka. Jokey.
Yeah.
The
like it was a little
jokes.
Like wink wink. Yeah. And it's important to know that like the reason that this kind of came along, the delivery person thing, was they needed a reason to get two people in front of the camera, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't take too much time to establish. So, it was like delivery boys, plumbers, pool boys. That
yeah,
was like
gonna say
where that came about.
Door-to-door salesmen were big. This is the 50s and the 60s we're talking about. Like anybody who shows up at your door and in a lot of these, there's something sexually implied. Like, oh,
right.
I'm selling
it's a stranger.
Women's underwear.
Right.
Or hair dryers that doubled as dildos, which I was like, is that a thing?
Right. Because where's mine?
Yeah. Yeah. And then... Am I right here that the first notable pizza-themed film is Carter Stevens' Hot Oven.
Right.
A slapstick comedy featuring commercial actor turned porn star Eric Edwards.
Right. about him making a bet that he can make it. We all know what that means. Get laid.
We know.
With all of his female customers in a 2-week period. And apparently Stevens has since said that the film's plot was just written around the location. They just had a restaurant that they could shoot at. I was like, yeah, of course it was.
right. But what's interesting to note that it wasn't until 1975, 14 years after pizza delivery chain, Dominic's.
Yes, 14 years post the invention of pizza delivery. I'm like, that took a while.
It was originally called Dominic's, then called Domino's. Mm-hmm. It was the first instances of the pizza delivery boy trope where it was in porn.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so then there was Hot Oven, and then there was Hot and Saucy Pizza Girls, which flipped the script. Mm-hmm. And then it had John Holmes and Candida Royale. And then, of course, as we all know, the at-home VCR and VHS changed the world of porn forever.
Mm-hmm.
And we exited the golden age, and we stopped getting lots of plot, and we started getting, like, compilations and just straight to the hardcore, because now people could fucking fast-forward, you know? So they were, like, not watching. They didn't give a shit about the plot or the characters.
Yeah. Well, there also was that California law, I forget the number or name of it, but the one that required a movie to, like, have plot, which is largely why the golden age of porn is equated with these, like, feature-length, elaborately plotted movies with sex scenes thrown in.
Yeah, it had to have integrity. That's what it was,
Artistic in integrity,
order for it to be, in order for it to be not, indecent.
Yeah.
So, and then the 1980s were likely the apex of the pizza delivery trope's popularity because of the adult film popularity coinciding with the rise of pizza delivery itself as a social phenomenon. So just pizza delivery became popular in general.
But what's crazy right now,
what's crazy is, like, there aren't actually that many porn films about pizza.
I was going to say, yeah, like, this, I think there's almost more greater cultural folklore about the trope than there actually are films featuring pizza.
Like, because the pizza delivery guy is something we all know. Mm-hmm. So we hold on to that. And it's the idea of it is, like, familiar and a little bit relatable. So that's why it became, like, co-opted into pop culture, into, like,
And I can't rattle off the specific references, but there are, like, TV shows and films that are like, oh, the porn about the thing.
Yes.
Like, it's almost become a trope about the trope. It's like, that's how it's, like, built popularity.
Right.
Whereas, especially now, like, post the peak of this actually being a thing in porn.
Uh-huh.
You know, I read an article that interviewed different porn stars who were like, I've done maybe one pizza delivery scene and I've played a corporate boss 100 times. You know, like, we think it's this massive trope, but it's more just like a joke on a joke, you know?
It's funny that it's like, you know, we do get a lot of these, like, delivery guys or strangers who would show up and
random chance introductions leading to sex is
pool boys,
common.
Gardeners, but it makes sense when you think about it in terms of, like, oh, these directors are, when they're thinking about the person who's going to watch it, you know, you want to make something that the viewer can relate to and be like, could also be in the shoes of this, you know, gardener or pizza delivery guy and have an opportunity to have sex with a really fucking hot woman, you know,
it's
lonely.
An accessible fantasy,
exactly.
To be like, I could be anyone and I could stumble across a woman, and she could invite me to fuck her. That's what I want to jerk off to the thought of, is just like, tomorrow I could have totally unexpected, frankly unearned, not the idea to earn sex, but like, it's that plays into it. And the character who, if I'm a dude watching porn, presumably I'm emulating, doesn't have to be sexy or intelligent or witty or special.
He just happens
there.
To be there.
Just has to be
he
there.
Happens to be there. He's got a dick, you know?
Yeah. Although usually a fucking honking dick if we're watching porn.
Yeah.
And especially if we're doing the thing where you put the dick on the pizza and you open it up. Like, have a pretty sizable dick to, like, get it onto a pizza. You know?
Absolutely.
Nobody's talking about that, huh?
Right. I know. And, like, also I'm like, when I watch these videos, I'm like, I'm upset because I know that the pizza is cold.
You know? My God, that's all I want to talk about with the video that we're going to talk about after the break. I was like, I wonder how long that pizza has been cold before we even started shooting.
Yeah. I have some fun stats.
Love them.
Okay, so according to the Internet Adult Film Database, there are only about 70 feature films with the word pizza in the title, produced between 1980 and 2016. On Pornhub's Insights, the most popular pizza-related search is pizza delivery, followed by big sausage pizza, of course, and
chef's kiss.
And pizza boy.
And pizza boy.
Men are 23% more likely to search for pizza porn when compared to women. Pizza guy searches are 65% more popular than pizza girl. And then people in the 18 to 24 age group are proportionally 18% more likely to search for pizza porn when compared to all other age groups. And then I did a funny thing.
Okay.
I was really curious about the wage of a pizza delivery man. So I
like currently?
Yes. So I researched this. Yeah, because I was like, what's that job pay? You know? I know. Get ready.
Because you were like, maybe I should get into this?
Yeah. I mean, well, I was just like, you know, how blue collar of a job is it? You know, like you know, like, what's the kind of person who's going to be taking this job? And like, why is it always young boys? And boy, did I find my answer. The average income for a delivery driver in the U.S. is $13 per hour.
Okay. Pre-tip?
Pre-tip. And then in terms of like the pizza chains, Papa John's pays $10 an hour. Domino's pays $13.
Oh.
Pizza Hut, 16.
Okay.
I know. I was like, okay, go off Pizza Hut. Still don't like them. Won't eat their food, but you know.
Any of those or just Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut specifically. I just don't like their breadsticks. They piss me off.
Interesting. You know? Yeah. I associate Pizza Hut with like the personal pan pizzas you'd get if you read enough books in elementary school. Did your school do that? There was like a reading program like connected with Pizza Hut specifically. I think that was also like one of two pizza places we had in my small town in Colorado.
Pizza Hut is also a place where you can dine in.
Exactly. I associate Pizza Hut more with dining in because you bring your little reader card and then you get your little personal pan. I mean, I have very fond memories of Pizza Hut. I literally maybe haven't eaten Pizza Hut in 20 years.
And I never need to again, really.
Yeah.
What's your what's your favorite place to get pizza from?
Roberta's is pretty high up there.
Oh, sure.
There's a place. Yeah. Or I mean, honestly, anything. There's a place in LA I just had, not just, I had
months
ago.
What about like if you're in the middle of nowhere and it's like the chains?
Which chain am I going with?
Yeah.
I guess Domino's?
Really? I feel like we talked about this once.
Did we?
And it was Papa John's.
Oh, no.
No? You're not a Papa John's girl?
I don't know. I don't feel like I know Papa John's well enough. Also, Papa John be Papa racist, so. he's racist, right? Is it sexual? Is it sexual abuse or is it racist?
Right.
Like, I don't even keep track who did what. I just vaguely know in my mind. It's just hard to think about all of the horrible things, so.
I know. It's hard to keep track of all the horrible things that people do these days.
Yeah, but I do have a weird list where I'm like, I'm pretty sure,
Domino's.
Fuck that.
You're not a little
but honestly,
down.
Like, none of these sound thrilling to me right now. Did we get Papa John's that time in Joshua Tree?
Yes, I think that's why.
That did hit the spot, so maybe I just don't know Papa John's.
I think we were all
but
just
listen,
hungover,
fuck them. They're racist. So. Yeah, we were also very hungry. I think we were, like, waiting a long time.
So we were like, this pizza's the best!
Yeah, could have been shit pizza from Little Caesars. Did I tell you this once on the show already that I went on a date with someone from a dating app and they told me a story of someone shitting in the vat of sauce while he was working at Little Caesars?
No.
Yeah, it was a weird date. That story took up like most of the night because we were like relocating. No, he wasn't the one who shit. He just told me like that it happened and that it like wasn't handled particularly well.
Okay,
and
suspicious.
I was like, well, I guess I'm glad that Little Caesars isn't my favorite pizza because this story does damage that
haunts you.
If that
haunts
had
you
been
forever.
The case. Yeah, it haunts me. Yeah. Oh. Also a story about dating, you know?
I
what
know.
Can we say?
I know.
Should we do a showdown?
Yeah, let's do a showdown.
He chose The Witcher 3. The girl are cheating with the pizza delivery man cuckold cream pie.
He chose The Witcher 3? What does that have to do with anything?
Who knows?
Okay.
Who fucking knows? Also, missed opportunity, cuckold cream pie. Like, there's got to be, like, a pizza pie. There's got to be a pie pun in there we missed
cream
out on.
Cream pizza pie.
And you know when those girl are cheating with the pizza. The girl are cheating. Yeah.
I have to burp.
Okay,
sorry.
What do you got for me? Oh, appropriate. Talking about pizza. Your belly is rumbling, ain't
it? Yeah, it is. Naked delivery became a fast fuck. Husband watching.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got a cuckold theme. We got a theme here. We're combining genres. Okay.
Also, like, delivery becoming a fast fuck makes sense to me. Maybe it's like one of those things where it's like, if you don't, you get it in so over many minutes or less, and then it's free, like Jimmy John's.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or like, you're in a hurry to do your other delivery, so it's got to be quickie. You don't want to lose your job just to get laid.
Totally.
This is, you're working man. Okay.
He's got bills to pay.
Seduce the Domino's delivery man and let him fuck the milk bath.
Hmm?
Seduce the Domino's delivery man and let him fuck, comma, the milk bath.
The milk bath. Hmm.
Very unclear about where or how this milk bath is incorporated. Is he fucking the milk bath? Is it the milk bath an overall motif?
Yeah. Is the milk bath something for cum? You know, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Really makes you wonder.
We'll never know. We'll the never mysteries know. Of life, you know?
Here's one for you. Baking pizza, making blowjob, and sucking balls.
Some of those verbs made sense.
All of my favorite pastimes.
Yeah, I love making blowjob.
I love
honestly,
making a blowjob.
Love making a blowjob.
But I do like baking pizza and sucking balls. So, you know. Two out of three ain't bad.
Two out of three ain't bad. Okay. Mommy licked ass pizza delivery man. Nira Koshkina.
What?
The last word I assume is a performer or a profile.
Okay.
Nira Koshkina. But yeah, first sentence, mommy licked ass pizza delivery man.
Mommy licked ass. It's like mommy. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Mommy licking pizza delivery man's ass.
Oh, and he'll never be the same.
Uh-huh.
No one will ever be the same in that scenario, actually.
Risky move, too, you know? Uh-huh. I assume he's been eating the pizza.
Right.
It's hard to...
Okay.
Anyway, I'm not going to wander down that path.
Okay.
You go.
Horny pizza delivery girl, get fast sex and swallow cum.
Nice.
What's grammar? You know? What
yeah,
is it?
You know.
We don't need that.
I also have one last one. I go to the restaurant for pizza, and I get a huge squirt.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Topping choice, you know? Mm. See what they did there?
Always secretions are always like a lovely addition to any pizza.
As we'll see in the porn that we'll discuss after the break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
We're back to talk about pizza. This is now a pizza-dedicated podcast.
We're done
with porn. Yeah. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, too. Pizza porn. Okay, first video we're going to talk about. Pizza Dare Extreme Pizza Sex Porn. Love it when porn is in the title of a porn.
Yeah,
like, it's in very case clear. You didn't know.
Yeah, I thought I was just here for pizza. I came to Pornhub for pizza recipes, but thank you for clarifying.
I mean, to be clear, pizza is in the title twice. Porn's only in there once. So we know what we're going to get.
What our proportions are.
Yeah.
You get two helpings of pizza. What else?
For every porn.
Which is representative, actually, of this porn. There's more pizza, I would say, than there is porn.
Oh, my God. This
and it's not a good thing.
Oh, man. I mean, I'd love to know who was in the writer's room for this.
To think that there was a writer's room for this porn is...
Gracious.
Generous. Generous and incorrect. There frankly wasn't. I don't even think there was a script.
No, there wasn't. It just was like, so you're going to show up as the pizza delivery guy, and then you two will fuck the other two just...
Hang
pizza.
Them out to dry. Hang them the fuck out to dry.
The rest of you just eat some za.
Okay, so we've got three girls wearing ridiculous pizza outfits. They have pizza bikinis on, and one of them has pizza pants on.
Right.
From Go, this blonde in the pizza pants, I was like, guys, she's going to be left out of the sex. I can feel it. She's getting benched. She's at the wrong sleepover.
Yeah, yeah.
She's not quite game for this, and I don't blame her.
Yeah.
By the way, this is from Cam Soda. Who cares? This is...
So, okay. The guy goes, shows up.
So
and
much
like,
to
are
say.
You the guy? Are you the guy with the pizza? And he's...
Are you the pizza
like,
guy?
And he's like, yeah, are you the girls who order the pizza? Like, duh.
Imagine delivering a pizza to a house and everyone there is wearing a pizza-themed outfit. I would run. I'd just drop the pizza and run. Fuck my money. I'm out of
like,
there.
What's going on here?
So that's our first red flag.
Yeah. Okay. So then they pull him in and they're like, come on inside. And then they're like, have a slice. And like, this pizza's so good. And then it's obviously very cold pizza.
Yes. It's very solid and cold. It's clearly already cold pizza.
Right. Lots of giggling. They're like, those are my pizza pants. And then she makes her like take the pizza pants off and like give it to the blonde girl. And then
Which
she's
is
like
such a weird random thing.
Right. Okay. And then the main girl, Kelsey Monroe, starts like twerking while they put like the slice
they
of
hold
ass.
The pizza they hold slice. The slice of pizza over her like her ass with the pizza bikini on it. They're like pizza and pizza.
See, and we like, did see pizza
has her turn around. We do pizza V, we do the vagina, you know, we do a vulva pizza.
They just
thing.
Put the pizza slice over different parts of her body. They put it in front of her. Yeah, they put it in front of her vulva and they're like, oh, do you want a bite, guy? And he's like, yeah, sure. And then they put it in front of her boob and then he just like pulls her, you know, bra to the side and starts like sucking on her tit, which like not even like, oh, whoa, what are you doing? Like, what's going on? It's just like, yeah, this is the natural progression of things.
Yeah.
And then
she gives him a blowjob, if you can call it that. She stacks his dick on a piece of pizza
and puts
she's
another one
bites,
on top.
She's sucking his. She makes a dick sandwich with pizza. She's a pizza dick sandwich.
Yeah, while she's sucking his dick.
Uh huh.
I
like that you did the head motion there.
It's
thanks
lots
for
of
that.
Back and forth.
Reliving my trauma.
Uh-huh. It's a lot of biting the pizza and then going back and sucking his dick. The UTIs and the yeast infections that this will
the pizza
cause.
In the mouth with
and
the dick.
Then,
like
I know,
I'm just thinking about having like cheese and dough in my teeth.
So then
I'm trying to give a blowjob. Why?
And then the guy's eating pizza while he's getting his dick sucked.
Yeah.
And then they feed her. The two girls in the background just keep picking up new slices. They keep biting things.
They keep,
and,
like trying to do. Now, do you think.
They just keep trying to prove a point that they're for a reason that they're there. Like,
just like make themselves useful background. Also, like, do you think it was determined beforehand, like, you're going to fuck him and the other two are just going to do random shit in the back? because it had to me like Eliminate vibes. Like yeah. these girls are all here and there's like not a script and they're like, so you're going to like play with the pizza and you guys are going to start fucking. But like I was like, it just felt like the alpha was like, I'm going to fuck him.
Yeah.
And like steps forward and just like rubs on him and right. like asserts herself as the chosen one.
Right, right.
And then you these think other they two chicks
insert themselves at some points.
I mean, I thought the other two, no, I thought the main one was like, yeah. I'm the lead. And then the other yeah. two were like, oh yeah, like we'll help too. We'll yeah, also
we'll
be
just
here.
Eat. Yeah.
Like I've never, excluding like things where I was like, is this abuse? I've never felt so bad for two performers in
oh
a
Oh my
porn.
God. I know.
Like they're,
I was like, hopefully they were hungry before they shot this.
Because yeah. Cause they're just like eating so much it. Pizza. I did notice at one point the brunette was like not eating the pizza. I yeah. didn't notice if she was eating it for real earlier on, yeah. but at one point she like took a timid little bite and was like,
I don't want this anymore.
Sort of like yeah. delicately yeah. like doing a very stereotypical, like I'm not eating this.
Right.
Like,
So then they're just like, the girls in the background are just slapping the slices of pizza on their vulvas. They put like pepperoni on the girl's nipples. They put like pepperoni on his dick and she like eats mm-hmm. it off. They like at one point they try to, I actually giggled at this point when he's fucking Kelsey, they try to, the other two girls are like slapping his ass with a pizza and like they like go in between his ass cheeks and he's like, hey, get out of there.
Yeah. They're like, oh, we'll do this. Like they're going to like credit card his ass with the pizza. And he was like, hey,
no, like, get out of there. I know.
You can't fault him for trying to be creative. Yeah, yeah. You know,
they're like, we don't know what else to do.
Yeah. Like we're just trying to fucking fill time here yeah, while y'all
just trying
fuck.
To
we're
have
literally
a point.
Just standing here. I mean, the whole video is like, why don't they just fuck? Like, why don't
I
these two just fuck? Like,
they
I thought we would
anything.
Get there, just like pizza orgy.
Yes.
But instead, it was just like sad pizza girls at the right. weirdest slumber party they've ever been to.
Right. Halfway through, I mean, I'm like, where is this going to go? You
yeah.
know?
11 minutes in, we're still eating pizza.
Yeah.
Like, we got to let the pizza go. And little did
stop.
My naive ass know, we ate pizza the whole time.
Oh, my God.
So lots of very acrobatic, like,
right.
Kelsey's incredibly splits. Flexible. Yeah. She's constantly fucking the splits and then being like, wait, let me suck your dick again. Keeps
yeah.
going back to the blowjob. I was like, is that because you don't want to be in the splits anymore? Like,
yeah.
you just have regular sex. Like,
right.
we don't need the splits, but
she, like, holds
impressive.
Her leg up in, like, a cheerleader stance while she gets fucked.
Yeah.
She, like, almost chokes at one point. Like,
yes. And says that. She's getting
yeah.
fucked from behind, and she's like,
oh, my God.
I thought I was going to choke. There were a couple moments where I was like, yeah, this isn't scripted. They're just doing this, and they
yeah.
kept the shit in that was really the actor being like, this is fucking... like we're hitting
yeah.
a wall here. Like
yeah.
she's like, I literally thought I was gonna choke while she's right. like getting fucked from behind it and eating pizza.
Yeah.
And then another point she takes a bite of pizza and she's like, it's fucking freezing.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it is.
Yeah. Right.
And it's then just- in this part I was like, this is probably the only thing the horrible director of this, if there was one, if you can call
right.
the person responsible for this. She stops, she's riding him and then she stops and she picks up two
goes,
pieces
wait,
of pizza
guys.
And bites out. Wait. And then puts it over her face like a pizza mask.
Like,
and then
like,
we just continue on with the fucking.
Yeah. Like it was scary, honestly. Like she was like, ha 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 and like puts this like pizza with like holes cut out and like a mouth cut out and like sticks her mouth out and there's pizza in her mouth. I was like,
yeah.
I hate this. And yeah, it felt like a weird, almost like mukbang video.
Yeah.
You
Meanwhile,
know?
These two girls from the background still desperately making pizza puns,
yes,
no one cares.
Slapping pizza
I will say,
on different parts of the bodies.
Yes, pizza booty, they say at one point.
The
one thing that they're like, oh, and they bring camera over to her. Like the camera
yeah.
is like watching these people fucking eat pizza.
Yeah.
And then they take their tops off and hold the pizza up in front of their tits.
Yeah.
And then camera's like, oh, yeah, and gives like a dedicated few
yeah.
seconds. Like
well,
keeps like going back to them,
bit.
Just like hold. I was like, really? We're going to go back and forth between people holding pizza in front of their tits and people fucking? Like,
yeah.
Genuinely, what is the priority? Like, there just
right.
is no, the lack of shot list.
I
just can't even.
You know, when I think about, like, I'm like, this was a moment where like sex should have been choreographed a little bit. You know, like,
this is a moment where the whole thing should have been choreographed.
Right.
And somebody should be like, OK, cut. Guys, sorry.
Yeah.
I really let you stray. I really let this go
this
out to
is
see.
Not going the
okay,
way I wanted
you
to.
You two, we're going to take it back. You're going to fuck. OK,
yes,
you
yes.
can let the pizza go. You're
yeah.
just going to fuck each other or you can touch yourselves and watch them fuck.
Like they didn't
you
even
two,
touch
you're
going to
fuck. But yeah, they did for like literally a second. Like one of them had the idea and then it was like, oh, like.
And then they were like,
watching them was so painful because there was clearly no like.
I'm so eggy.
It was like trial and error, but no positive response ever. Right. They were like, okay, we'll touch ourselves. Okay, we got the pizza on our tits. Okay, I'm going to slap her vulva with the pizza. Okay, I'm going to try to come around and put the pizza literally on Kelsey's face. Okay, I'm going to try to feed the pizza to Kelsey. Like,
I'll slap her clit with the pizza while she gets fucked. You know.
Yeah, the thing they did more than anything was feed the pizza to the people while they were fucking.
And then he comes on the pizza.
Oh my God. They get like a special, like get the deep dish. They get special pizza they haven't touched yet.
So gross.
Bring it around. He comes on it and then everybody takes a bite. I was like, these chicks didn't even fuck and they have to eat his cum and off they have to his eat his pizza. Cum.
I'm not into like cum eating on food. I don't love that. So this was a little hard for me to watch.
I'm not a fan of it either. And I also was like, these sad girls.
Yeah.
Had to just like stand behind you and now they have to fucking do this part too. Like
all it made me think of was that moment in She's All That when that guy puts the pubes on his pizza and he has to eat it. Freddie Prinze Jr. makes him eat it. Yeah, that's what it made me think of.
And oh, I was like, icky. I had forgotten about that. Thank you for bringing that back into
my life. You're so welcome. So that feeling that I had in my stomach when I watched that part in that movie, I had throughout this whole porn.
Yeah, I really flew through this. I literally wrote 4 pages of notes about this fucking thing because like literally everything that happened.
Upset
I was
you.
Like, how? Why is it this? Why is this the choice we made?
I know.
Why did we do this? Why is our society like this? Why?
Like, it felt like, you know.
Oh, my God.
Like, what?
I just realized I was just thumbing through my elaborate notes. Most crucial detail.
What?
Just to send y'all off repulsed. We come on the pizza. They're eating the cum pizza. I think I noticed this because I was deliberately like not looking at the main event and averting my eyes. A fucking fly landed on his thigh while they're like eating the cum pizza and then like flew away. And I was like, well, that fucking says it all.
Fuck. Sick.
Vile.
Everyone's going to need a shower. Everyone needs a shower.
And and as much as I love pizza, I was like, I don't want a slice of pizza right now. I don't want that.
I don't need to eat ever again, actually.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the other vid?
Yes. And these two videos are sort of perfectly matched because they're they're on opposite ends of the same, like, how insane could a pizza board be?
Yeah.
Like, this previous one, obviously, like, pizza, fucking tropiest, most mainstream sad porn to the extreme. And this one is just like the campiest, wildest send up of the pizza trope.
Because you can do camp and porn. They go hand in hand. And I feel like the mainstream video that we just talked about really tried to do that, but it just failed. And this, I feel like, was a good way to
this is great camp.
It married it perfectly. So it's called The Pizza Topping. It's directed by Ethan Falk and Ty Wardell. We've got it on a Pink Label and the little synopsis is horny.
Let me just say the filmmaker too, or the film company Cute Non Films.
Oh.
Which is cute and non-threatening. And they have a bunch of videos on Pink Label. Breakfast in bed, brunch on bikes, dick pic picnic. Like there's a lot of like obvious camp and like food stuff, even though it's not quite food play or squashing by any means. Anyway, sorry, I wanted to interject with that.
No, that's important. Just the little description was a horny pizza orders a hungry boy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I loved the flip. We get a performer, we get a pizza. The performer is a pizza and the pizza is just sitting there and all of a sudden is like, you know what I want? A hungry boy, and like sees an ad for a hungry boy, calls and orders a hungry boy. Also, I loved there was a vibrator next to the cell phone.
Yes, nice little detail there.
Yeah.
Close to home,
right? Yeah, I was like relatable. So orders a hungry boy with extra sauce. Leave the topping to me, and then the boy shows up.
By the way, important to note. So this is a pizza. This is, I believe, Jamal Phoenix, the performer, with like a pizza, elaborate pizza head on.
Yes.
So it's a pizza ordering a boy.
Yes.
And then the delivery is made also by a pizza. So just to be clear, we're in a universe of pizzas being sentient and boys being things that you order over the phone.
Right. So the pizza shows up and it's holding the naked boy. And the naked boy's like, the hungry boy's like, I'm new at this. And the pizza's like, well, you eat me. And the hungry boy just goes to town, goes down on the pizza, and I don't know what Jamal's pronouns are.
I don't know what Jamal's pronouns are either.
Okay.
Apologies, we'll say listeners, pizza. So we didn't look them up.
We couldn't find them. We will say that Pink Label is amazing, but they're not great at like performer profiles, you know, like if we want to
sometimes,
know, like,
you have to track them down on your own. And sometimes performers can be hard to find because not all of them are trying to be found. Not sure if that's the case with Jamal.
So I'll just refer to Jamal as pizza. So
Their pronouns are pizza.
Yeah. So the pizza's like, oh, you're still hungry, aren't you? And goes and gets a strap on and fucks the hungry boy in the ass. And of course, as we know, I'm turned on by this. So I'm turned on by this moment. We get some ass play. It's so fun. Like the whole thing is just really fun and quick, and it's got like this campy music in the background. And then the pizza's like, oh, you're thirsty, aren't you? And they make the pizza squirt. It's just it was so campy. And
just so many great details. Like at one point we get a shot of the back of the pizza's Jamal's legs, and there's like socks pulled all the way up that say badass on them with arrows pointing up. There's also like in the pizza this like very elaborately crafted pizza head
mask.
There's like cheese dripping down that has like sort of a like cum illusion. There's a twirling. We get a dick twirling, like the hungry boy's dick, like does a little helicopter action.
Yeah, a little helicopter spin.
And it's also just like a short, super short and sweet vid.
Right.
There's
and
also
fun.
Like funky music that like comes on once the like sex play starts to happen. Like, it's just super fucking fun.
Yeah,
you know,
it did remind me.
It's camp to the extreme.
Yeah, you know? It reminded me of like what we talked about earlier. It's like the stag films where it's like everything's a little slapsticky, you know?
Yeah.
And at the end, the pizza's like, hey, hungry boy, here's something for you. And like takes a pepperoni off his pizza face and tosses him the pepperoni.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Super cute.
It reminded me of, did you ever watch All That growing up?
A little bit. I didn't have cable, but that was definitely one of the like sought after shows.
Okay. Do you remember Pizza Face and Ear Boy?
A little bit. Yeah, vaguely. Yeah.
Kel Mitchell was Pizza Face, and that's all I could think of. I was like, it reminds me
of
like something from
like
my
it,
childhood. You know?
It felt cartoonish and it had sort of a sketchy quality like All That. Like it felt like it could have been a sort of adult answer to that show.
I was like, this is definitely what reminds me of. I loved it. Yeah. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. Super fucking fun.
Yeah.
Super fun.
And what a nice palate cleanser after the pizza party.
Exactly. So I think it goes without saying, but neither of these are going to go in my spank bank.
Yeah.
I think the only pizza delivery porn I could imagine chilling off to would be one that like, we start with pizza and it just happens to be great performers, great sex.
Right.
I've never actually seen that. Like I've never seen a pizza porn or I've been like, oh, this is great. Like I could be turned on because I'm turned on by sex. But neither. This one, the pizza topping is so campy and fun and had like arousing elements, but like it's so like arty and cheesy.
Yes.
Pardon my pun. And campy that it's like not for me to masturbate to. It's just like not what I happen to touch myself to. And the other one was offensive.
Yeah. I would agree on both of those points. I'm someone who, as we talked about in the splashing episode, I'm not really into food and sex. Because, you know, cough near my vagina and I get a UTI. So I can't really get down with any sort of like food involved stuff.
Yeah.
But I did love the pizza topping and I think that everyone should watch it because it's really funny. Made me giggle.
Yeah, it's great.
Guys, everyone, y'all, folks, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Porn. That's porn without the O. On Twitter at GOP the Podcast. On our website at girlsonporn.com. And on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. Feel free to leave us a review along with your handle. We can tag you and thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good. Who's hungry?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.